This is Word of Mouth on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Taylor Quimby, in for Virginia Prescott. According to the latest Gallup poll, congressional approval ratings are up to a less than impressive 19%. A Wall Street Journal poll from earlier this summer showed more than half of Americans wish they could give everybody in Congress the boot. It seems many dissatisfied voters are confused as to what exactly Congress has or is accomplishing at any given time. Thankfully, a web-based tool released last year makes tracking congressional discussion, bills, and regulations much easier for busy citizens hoping to better understand the process. From raw milk to education bills to campaign finance, Scout is designed to deliver real-time results and encourage a more informed public. Last summer, Virginia Prescott spoke with Tom Lee, director of Sunlight Labs, which helped develop the online tool, Scout.
So let's say I'm interested in legislation related to the environment. How would I go about using the program Scout?
It's pretty simple. If you have any familiarity with what Google can do with their Google Alerts, the interface is really quite similar. If you go to scout.sunlightfoundation.com, you'll be presented with a search box. There you can put in simple or somewhat more advanced queries around terms that you want to be alerted about, then filter what data sources you would like to keep an eye on, whether it's state legislation, federal legislation, speeches on the floor of the House and Senate, or federal regulations. Results that match your terms will then be delivered to either your email inbox or your mobile phone.
So you could be more specific and say, or pesticides or mercury in water or something like that, and it would give you those results back.
Exactly. We expect that people who are interested in a particular beat or issue will probably want to create a series of alerts. And we've actually added some functionality so that experts can bundle together alerts that have been set up around a particular issue area so that other people can benefit from their expertise.
Scout keeps an eye on what's happening congressionally. Could we potentially keep an eye on what's happening in the Supreme Court?
Yeah, I think that is possible. There's a lot of information out there that Sunlight and other people in the open government space are still working to digitize, and good work being done on that front. Scout, in a lot of ways, it represents the culmination of the 6 years of Sunlight's existence. Over that time, we've taken a lot of different data sources and gotten them into formats that are reusable and can be easily plugged into technical tools like this. But there's still a lot of opportunities out there. We're looking at including the text of comments on federal regulations, and I think you're right that judicial opinions would be a great candidate for this.
And could you potentially, if you had a member of Congress that you wanted to watch in particular, you could track just what they do?
Right now, you can certainly restrict the speeches on the floor of the House and Senate to an individual state's delegation. We're thinking about adding functionality that allows you to follow specific legislators. Right now, if you're not doing a search on a keyword, the other thing you can do is track a particular bill and get alerted when actions occur on it in real time.
Why would someone use Scout as opposed to something like Google or Twitter to get notifications?
Scout covers data sources that Google and Twitter don't. I think both of those tools are really great for keeping an eye on the state of the web and sort of the ongoing conversation that's happening. But Google, I think for very good reasons, isn't going to keep a close eye on the Federal Register and alert you to proposed regulations. Most people aren't interested in that level of policy detail. And, you know, it's a general tool. Scout is really designed with advocacy and with journalism in mind so that people who have a compelling reason to pay attention to what government is doing, which at Sunlight we think should include everybody, they're able to use this interface to really drill down and keep an eye on what's going on in their state house or in D.C.
I'm thinking about how often we hear about pieces of legislation stuffed into a bigger bill. You know, let's say the ability to carry guns in state parks stuffed into a spending bill. Is that kind of the point here, that you're letting people know what's going on in Congress, even on the stuff that may not necessarily be reported?
Yeah, actually, we've already had some success with the tool. Our policy director, John Wunderlich, is really interested in freedom of information laws, and so he set up an alert using Scout for the section of the U.S. Code that those laws are filed under. And whenever a bill has an exemption to FOIA laws, it refers to that section of the U.S. Code. So while we were still kind of in internal testing mode, he got an alert telling him that a bill concerning FDA was going to be exempting some drug data from freedom of information laws. He was able to get in touch with the NGOs that work on that issue, and within 48 hours, staffers had removed that problematic language. So yeah, it is very much what you're describing, where there can be little pieces of all kinds of different legislation that relate to someone's particular interests. This can help you catch them.
I can kind of imagine going down a rabbit hole with this. I mean, there's a lot of information here.
Yeah, absolutely. This is what policy professionals in D.C. and in state capitals do all the time. This is, in a big way, how lobbyists are able to influence policy. We think that this tool and others like it make this kind of information more accessible and let more people grapple with what normally it takes a full-time professional job to manage.
Tom Lee is the director of Sunlight Labs, the technical arm of the Sunlight Foundation, which develops programs designed to increase public access and government transparency. He was speaking with Virginia Prescott.